You get all these rural Mexicans who hate the government, hate taxes, love guns, and love the liberty to get as drunk as they want. Perfect Republicans, but the Republicans will never know that.
Today, I want to talk with you about the promise of America.
We must change the decisions we are making by changing the people who are making them.
And that is why today...
That is why tonight...
I am announcing that I'm running for President of the United States.
I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
The 2016 presidential election is over a year away, but history is already being made as two Hispanic candidates, Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, contend for the Republican nomination. For a party that struggled to get just under 30% of the Hispanic vote the last time around, you think this would be a good thing, right?
Oh, God.
That's Gustavo Arellano. He writes the Ask a Mexican column for the OC Weekly and is the author of the book Taco USA, How Mexican Food Conquered America. He thinks Rubio and Cruz are the worst candidates Republicans could pick to attract Hispanic voters.
Ted Cruz, first and foremost, I kind of feel bad for him because people make fun of him for not being able to speak Spanish, but a lot of the people who are making fun of him for that also can't speak Spanish. So I have some sympathy for the guy, but I feel that people view him as being too much of a wonk to ever really be a big president or to be a president. On the other hand, Rubio is a great brown hope for the GOP, but there's something about him that Latinos just do not like. They like rub him the wrong way. He's like that cousin that you always hated on, the one that would go to the quinceañeras but would never dance because he was kind of looking at the side, thinking he was all that, dressed in a little suit, like a little bit too preachy or like precious for everyone's taste.
Rubio may come off as precious, but his Cuban roots could also rub some Hispanic groups the wrong way.
When I was growing up, there was always this underlying disdain for the Cuban community. I mean, can you talk a little bit about where that comes from?
Eso coño cubano. Mexicans, we love Cubans. We love the boxers, we love the baseball players, we love the singers, Benny Moré, Pérez Prado, Celia Cruz. But when it comes to the political side of the Cuban-American experience, we despise it because infamously the United States had that wet foot, dry foot policy where if you were a Cuban and you somehow made it into the United States, it doesn't matter what your background was, you immediately became a resident of the United States. You would not be deported back to Cuba. On the other hand, Mexico and Mexicans, for over a century, we've been coming here not only for jobs, but also fleeing violence in our homelands, whether it's narcos or the Mexican Revolution, fleeing economic desperation, and yet we were always classified as illegals, you know, undocumented folks. My dad, he came to this country in the trunk of a Chevy. His family was near death starving in Mexico via droughts and all that, yet somehow he was not able to come into this country legally, but millionaire Cubans were able to come in. That was just the Cold War at its worst. So Mexicans will always have a chip on their shoulder against Cuban politicians. Not the Cuban people, but Cuban politicians specifically.
It's almost like Jeb Bush has more Hispanic bona fides than the two guys that are actually in the race. I mean, do you think he would be able to maybe harness that, or do you see that as authentic at all?
Here's a dirty little secret about the Bushes. Mexicans loved the Bushes. George H.W. Bush, whatever, no one really liked him, but George W. Bush, we liked the fact that he came from Texas. We liked the fact that he spoke a little bit of Spanish. We liked the fact, more importantly, that W got Mexican immigration. When he said undocumented folks are not evil, they have, you know, the famous family values do not stop at the Rio Grande, people appreciated him. Then you have Jeb, who speaks better Spanish than Rubio. He, you know, his children half Mexican, the little brownies, or little brown ones, as Barbara called them. And this is a guy who, from the very beginning, has said, look, Mexican immigrants, yeah, I might not agree with illegal immigration, but these Mexicans who come, we should respect them, and we should treat them as Americans as what they are. I mean, he's even more radical in his statements, I would argue, than anyone on the Democratic side. Definitely Hillary and even Obama. But that's why Jeb just does not stand a chance, because the right wing of the Republicans are going to eat him alive, and they're going to side. And, you know, Rubio knows this. Rubio was Jeb's protege, and now even he's turning to the right on immigration.
Oh, yeah, he's totally come out. I mean, even... You know, I think the thing that's turned a lot of younger people off is his statements on the DREAM Act.
I mean,
when you run into a primary like this, you know, you saw what happened in 2012. It basically turned into a goat rodeo of just ridiculous things. Is there any way that an immigration reform-minded person like Jeb could even make it through ever for a Republican primary?
There is no way someone who thinks of Mexicans as human beings will win the Republican nomination ever, at least in this generation. So Jeb has no chance. Rubio might. I still don't think. I personally think Scott Walker ultimately is going to get it because, you know, he's just cutting, you know, he's cutting things in Wisconsin left and right. So that's going to appeal a little bit more to the GOP base. But what the Republicans need to learn, if they want to stay a viable party, that is, they have to learn, shocking concept, Mexicans are humans. Undocumented people are humans. And of course, what I've been saying for years and years, Mexicans actually, especially Mexicans, recent generations, they are about as freedom-loving and liberty-loving as a group as you can get. Like, all you get all these rural Mexicans who hate the government, hate taxes, love guns, and love the liberty to get as drunk as they want. Perfect Republicans, but the Republicans will never know that. And because, in woe to those Republicans, though, who don't pay attention.
Though Hispanics only make up about 10% of voters today, that number will double to about 40 million in the next 15 years. And while libertarians get a bum rap for being just a bunch of old white dudes, Pew Research Center found that Hispanics lean just as libertarian as whites. So what's causing this shift?
Young Latinos, like all young people, hate both the Democrats and the Republicans. They hate the Republicans because they demonize Latinos. They hate the Democrats because they deport Latinos. So there's no way on earth we want to stay with any of those parties. And yes, there's been a long leftist tendency in the Chicano movement, in just Latin America, but this idea of libertarianism has always appealed, especially to younger Latinos who grew up, like myself, my dad, my uncles, they all came to this country without papers. They made something of themselves. They made it without any government handouts. They're the ones who said, don't rely on the government for anything. Just do it on your hard work and make something of yourself. I lean a little bit more on the left libertarian side than my cousins, but my cousins, they would be perfect rock-ribbed Republicans, except again, when the Republicans start talking trash on our undocumented folks, they start saying, that's my uncle you're talking about, that's mi tio Ezequiel or mi tio Santos, that's my dad, so screw you for that. And more importantly, it's like, in this day and age, what do young Latinos want? We don't want a drug war. We see what the war on drugs has caused in Mexico, in our ancestral land. We see what it's caused here in the United States. Dirty cops, we've been arguing about that since the Zoot Suit riots back in the 1940s. And when you have Democrats and Republicans standing by these killer cops and saying, oh, we got to do reform, how are you going to support those parties? You just can't at all. So there is that opening for libertarianism to try to get more Latinos that way.
You see Hispanics that identify that way, but, you know, they vote Democrat anyway. I mean, is that like the lesser of two evils kind of?
Unfortunately, the way this country is set up, a lot of Latinos, or just voters in general, they're going to go for the lesser of two evils. But the great thing, at least from the younger generation, they're being more vocal about it. Dreamers especially, they've done a magnificent job of just harassing Obama, Hillary, especially Rubio. They love to antagonize Rubio, so we're going to see a lot of that. And the Dreamer movement, of course, comes from the left, but they've been great. They're telling their elders, we're not going to vote blindly for a Democrat just because they're a Democrat. We're going to vote for a candidate who actually is going to stand with us. And if you're going to ignore us, you know, woe is to you.
How would you approach the conversation on immigration then so that it is a little bit more humane and respectful?
What I've always tried to do in Ask a Mexican is humor. In the years since I've been doing Ask a Mexican, I also try to talk food, because at the very least, as you know, the line, Americans hate Mexicans but love Mexican food. A couple of years ago, I had a debate with Tom Tancredo, the former congressman from Denver. Very, very interesting guy. We had a conversation about immigration in a packed house, mostly Chicanos, a lot of people who did not like him at all, but it was a civilized conversation. And we agreed to disagree. But before all of that, we broke tamales at a restaurant right across the street. So it's all about having those conversations.
We'll hear a lot of hot takes during this election cycle about the importance of the Hispanic vote. But what exactly is a Hispanic? The term was coined by the Census Bureau in the 1970s to cover anyone who originated from Spanish-speaking countries. But today, births within the United States are the main drivers of growth in the Hispanic population. So what does it mean to be Hispanic in 2015?
The great thing for me about a Latino identity is that you make it what you want of yourself. In the earlier days, even going back 90s to 2000s, there was a very set checklist. You could only call yourself a Latino of A, B, and C. Now, I mean, some of the most Chicano people I know are total 100% gabachos who get identify with community activism, with, you know, going against killer cops, with going against, you know, people trying to deport undocumented folks. Yeah, I would consider them more Chicano than, you know, Mexican children of Mexican immigrants. But, you know, there's this great line that an artist once said that, what was it? Something like, My definition of an American is to be as Mexican as I want. So for me, my definition of Latino is to do whatever I want to do in this country. Myself, I'm the child of immigrants from Zacatecas, yet some of my favorite music is Cambodian psychedelic rock. I freak out over Vietnamese pho and banh mi and all that. My wife, she's half white, half Mexican. My favorite author is John Steinbeck. You know, I love the Cubs, I know, shoot me. But I get to choose that identity. And or sometimes what I say, sometimes I feel like a Zacatecano. Sometimes I feel like a Chicano. Sometimes I feel like a Latino. Maybe once every 5 years, a Hispanic. But I choose that.